good. It's the UFF-UWF bargaining meeting 12/13/2012, and we'll have everyone go around and introduce themselves. We'll start with the UWF team. I'm Brendan Kelly.
Anita Schoenberger.
Cindy Faria.
Araya Demian.
Kathy Rombeck.
Steve Belko.
Tom Waslebeck.
Great. Last time we recorded the meeting for the first time, we have put that recording up on a website, as we had agreed, on the General Counsel's website. It's under, I believe, resources and legal links, and it's actually called Bargaining Meeting Recordings. So that's up as a Windows Media file. We were missing, you guys had taken minutes at the first meeting, but we didn't transact those meetings.
I can burn you a disk and I'll get it to you next time.
The minutes from the first meeting?
The first meeting.
You have a recording of it?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually more convenient. Do you know what file format that's in, out of curiosity?
I don't know, whatever.
But you can play it on a computer?
Yes.
Your computer? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. That'd be great.
So campus mail it, maybe.
Okay. Then we have, with those two items addressed, we have a couple of proposals for you today. And I'll start off with that.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'm going to take care of these real quick. There you go. Here's the second one as well.
Okay.
I'll just give you a brief overview because I know you'll want to take some time to review them. 19.8 is a paid parental leave proposal. I think you'll find that it's quite similar to a paid parental leave proposal that you had presented. In the spirit of trying to provide that type of opportunity to faculty members so that they can start their families or extend their families. The second proposal is sick leave, which may be familiar to you, or to some of you at least, and it regards changing the sick leave buyout, grandfathering all current employees in, and then phasing that particular program.
Okay, and just for clarification, I want to clarify that this is a 2012-2013 reopener proposal.
Well, as I've articulated in the past, we believe 2012-13 is rolled into the full book negotiation. I know we didn't agree on that point last time, but that's how we are approaching it.
Tom, I'm going to let you handle this.
Yeah, I think the contract's pretty clear that we have a right to reopen our 12-13, and absent a written agreement that says that the parties agree to roll 2013 reopeners into the full book, we believe you're obligated to separate the two, and we've made it very clear that that's our expectation. If the university continues to hold its position, then we're going to have to question whether or not you're bargaining in good faith. So I would suggest that you maybe take some time to caucus about that or seek assistance, legal assistance somewhere else.
Cool. Well, we're going to caucus and give you some time to review proposals as well.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to thank you for your proposals. We'll need a little time to consider these, but one thing we do want to request is an updated report on sick leave payout balances for all faculty in unit as of December 2012. You provided us that report last year. We would like an updated version of that.
Do you mind just saying it slower so I can write it down?
Sure. We'd like to request an updated report on sick leave payout balances for all in-unit faculty as of December 2012. So in other words...
Do it one more time. I'm sorry, I didn't write it all.
Sure. We would like to request an updated report on sick leave payout balances for all faculty in unit as of December 2012. In other words, we want an updated copy of the document that you gave us last year, which spelled out the amount the university was expending on sick leave buyouts. So we just need the last year. So we'll need a little time to consider those proposals. But I actually have another reopener proposal that I would like to pass across the table to you today. And what this is this proposal is to strike a waiver in Article 31, which is the severability article. And what we propose is that we strike 31B2, number two. So that's our proposal for you today. Now we understand that the BOT has a meeting tomorrow, and we'll expect that you have some sort of response to our proposals, our reopener proposals for the 2012-2013 calendar year next time. And we'll be happy to consider full book proposals after we've wrapped up the reopener. I want to reiterate that we're only here to negotiate the reopener for 2012-2013 with the expectation that we'll finish the reopener quickly and move right on to begin negotiations for the full book contract. And I want to point out a few things about your proposal that the two be rolled together. And I've said a few of these things before, but I'd like to reiterate these. Number one, there's no contractual basis for combining the two in the contract. In Section C of Article 32.1, it doesn't in any way combine the full book with the reopener for 2012-2013. We've reviewed the TAs from the last reopener, and there is nothing in these documents that contractually waives our right to reopen for this calendar year. So what we have on the table right now is our three proposals from us, salary, benefits, and severability, and a leaves proposal from you. My next question is if you have any responses to our 2012-2013 reopener proposals today.
I would say that, as I've said before, we believe that 2012-13 is rolled into the full book. And we are here to bargain. We've been here to bargain. You passed us proposals, and we are considering those proposals. We don't have a response on the proposals that you presented in our last meeting today.
Okay. I would just remind you that
I want to clarify. My apologies. I was mistaken. On 19.8, our proposal on 19.8 is a response to one of the proposals you provided last time.
Okay.
As is 19.10.
Yeah, by moving the paid parental leave from the regular, from the benefits article to the leaves article. I understand that. Yeah, sure.
I want to respond to that. Actually, leaves already exists in 19.9. We feel that's the appropriate article to amend that.
Is there an executive session scheduled with tomorrow's BOT?
I can't answer that question. I don't have that information.
Anita?
Not that I know of.
And what is your basis for your statement that you believe we're negotiating the reopener and the full book?
Our interpretation of the contract.
And where would that be?
And the actions at the end of the contract when we all agreed to see each other in October.
And that's in writing where?
In the minutes for the last two meetings.
You mean this set of negotiations?
The last time that we negotiated, we ended in March, I think it was.
The last negotiating session was April the 11th.
Okay.
So when we
met with each other, we said to each other, see you in October. We said it to each other at the last two meetings, see you in October.
The last two meetings in the spring. And you've got copies of those minutes?
I'm sure, not with me, but I'm sure we have.
So we'll...
I mean, I don't think anybody on your side would deny that that was said, because we all kind of were joking around about it quite heartily. I don't really see anybody on your side denying that.
Well, despite what was, you know, what was or was not said, we'll investigate this. You know, I'd remind you that it was your decision to defer economic discussions for the full book until May, when the legislative session had ended. And our invocation of our right to bargain the 2012-2013 reopener it was a response to your decision to push off bargaining salary for a year, another year. So our position is the two are not folded together, that there's nothing in the contract that folds the two together.
Most importantly, there's no written agreement that puts the two together.
Or that waives the right to the 2012-2013 reopener. That waives that right.
When you're talking about economic decisions or bargaining salary, are you talking about the last set of negotiations?
I'm sorry?
Are you referring to our last set of negotiations last year in terms of putting off economic decisions?
No, I'm talking about what you argued in the first meeting.
Because in the first meeting, I didn't say we are putting off all economic decisions until May. I didn't say that. I said we will not have all of the information we need
to make an
from the legislation
right. until May, when the legislative session had ended.
I don't think that you're phrasing it as though we weren't willing to bargain those issues. That's not the case. Not having all of the information we need and a lack of willingness to bargain are two different things. We don't have a lack of willingness to bargain.
So you're going to be prepared in the next session to give us answers to our proposals on reopeners?
I can't say that for sure.
So are we going to continue to meet with you and you're just going to say you don't have any answers? Is that your...
We gave two answers today. We gave two responsive documents today.
But you've had our proposals now for, at least a week?
And we provided two responsive documents.
But you didn't provide responsive documents to the salary order. And you just told me that you have a bot meeting tomorrow for which you do not have an executive session scheduled. So it tells me you're not talking to your bot, right? I mean, am I incorrect about that?
I'm not going there.
I think the question that Tom is asking is whether you intend to come back next time with a response, in particular, to the salary article.
Let me explain something.
It's just a simple
You can't
question.
Demand that we respond to a particular article at a particular meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that.
But you can't.
We provided you with two responses to the articles that you put forward. We're ready to bargain with that. You can put forward another article, as you did. We will come back with a response to some of the information that you gave us, whatever we're ready to respond to. You can't demand that on this day we have to bargain about this topic.
But you can't come to the table without providing substantive responses to the major issues.
Sir, you provided two responses today.
But you have yet to respond. So how long do you think it's okay for you to come to the table and not give us a salary response? May? Is that your response?
We got those proposals at the last meeting, and we're providing a response today. I'm sorry.
You got the salary proposals at the meeting at the last meeting. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. So where's the response to salary? I would think a good faith method on your part would have at a minimum scheduled a meeting with the bot to discuss our salary proposal. So you're going to wait until what, May?
Can I just ask a simple question? You know, like, when do you anticipate having a response to our 2012-2013 reopener proposal for the salary article? I just want to get a ballpark of when you believe you'll be prepared to provide a substantive response to our proposal.
One, I would say that we, again, I'll reiterate that from our perspective, 2012-2013 is rolled into the full book. When we have the requisite information to respond, we will respond, just like we did. You offered two articles or two proposals last time, and we have responded at the very next meeting.
Could you clarify, until you have the information you require? Is that what you're saying? That, you know, when do you anticipate you will have that information? Just give me a ballpark.
This is embargoing.
You're asking questions.
Sure. We make a proposal, you buy us with a response. Even if that response is no salary increase, but at some point, you've got to respond. You just can't come to the table and say, well, we don't have anything for you on salary today, and you can't do that repeatedly. Otherwise, you're just surface bargaining.
You're saying this is the first meeting since we received that proposal. The first meeting since we received that proposal, and you continue to use the word repeatedly. I don't think we've come back repeatedly without providing responses.
Well,
it might not be on the timeline that you prefer, but we are providing responses.
Well, just Tom,
let me, we understand that you haven't had sufficient time to respond to our salary proposal. The question on the table right now is, when do you anticipate a ballpark? When do you anticipate being able to respond to that specific proposal?
And our answer is, again, when we have the requisite information to respond to a proposal.
Could you just clarify, what does that requisite information consist of?
I will not clarify that.
Where will you get this requisite information from?
That's another way of asking the same question that I will not answer.
And so I don't understand how you can not have the requisite information. It sounds to me like you're just trying to find a nice way of saying we're not going to respond until May.
I'm not finding a nice way of saying that.
Okay.
I am not responding to a question that was asked, and I'm not obligated to provide information about the way in which we go about developing or responding to proposals.
Well, that's fine. Let's just let's just bracket this for now, and we can return to this maybe next time. We'll see what you have to come back to the table with. And I do have another question, and it's just about scheduling for next semester, because I want to make sure that we have, that we develop some kind of a regular time of the week in which we meet, because I have a feeling that bargaining, in the coming year is going to be pretty intensive, and will require regular meetings, and so I'm just throwing the question out there of how you, what are your suggestions for how we should proceed with scheduling for next semester?
Do you have a particular day of the week that's better for your team than another?
I want to talk to my team just to confirm this, but my feeling right now is that it's looking at like Friday afternoons, and I want to tell you, I'm on a number of other committees. I'm on the CORE, the First Year Success, and my calendar is filling up very, very quickly, and so Friday afternoons are looking like some of the only times, unless we want to bargain at night or Saturdays, and I'm willing to do that, but I don't know if that would. I have the feeling you don't want to be doing that.
I don't think it's anybody's first choice.
So,
right.
I'm wondering if we could try to work something out so that we have a regular time to meet weekly for the next semester. And I'm going to throw Friday afternoons out there at you. And maybe you could get back to me. And or if there's some time you guys can clear out. But I've got an intense teaching schedule, lots of meetings, and so my time is limited.
Most meetings end after 3 p.m. Fridays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm thinking maybe
that 3 time.
O'clock at on Friday.
Yeah, we have class council, Senate,
semester.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. 3 would work for all of those.
And if we schedule this and then kind of publicly notice them, there's nothing preventing us from canceling meetings if we have nothing to discuss. So that's my suggestion.
I like that, yes.
That's great.
And so I want to thank you again for your proposals, we'll take them under consideration and hopefully have some kind of response for you next time.
Sure, and thank you for
your time. Okay,
great.
Thank you.
And we'll get back to you in terms of the meantime. We'll check our schedules, make sure that
awesome. Very
we'll
good.
Come back.
And the disc, I'll campus mail you.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.